When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to DesignFootball.com podcast, episode number 23, the first podcast of 2017. Hello, my name is Jay. I am the resident blogger on DesignFootball.com. Now, in 2017, we are going to work very hard not to neglect a subject which we neglected a lot in 2016, which is the subject of football crests. And joining me today to talk about football crests is school teacher, but also sometime football kit designer and crest designer extraordinaire, Martin Leroy. Hello, Martin. How are you? Happy New Year, Martin.
Happy New Year. Did you have a good one?
I did. Did you enjoy your Hogmanay?
Hogmanay was fantastic, yeah.
That is excellent to hear. So you're well?
Let's just say yes.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Never make things awkward by talking about ailments. That's good. Okay. So, crests. What have been your highlights, crests and kits of 2016? Any kits? Let's start with kits. Let's get kits out of the way. Any kits in 2016 that have you particularly enjoyed?
Okay. So, I mean, kits this year, we've already talked a little bit about kits because, well, they generally come out at the start of a new season, not the start of a new year. But I think one that raised its head after we last spoke was the Norwich away kit. I think you have opinions on.
Is it an away kit or is it a third kit?
It's a third kit, I think, actually. Okay. Good point. Okay.
Well, this has been spoken about a lot, but we've done a few podcasts recently, and that is the one that hasn't really come up. But it's the paint splatter thing, and I think that sums up 2016 quite nicely. The return of the graphic patterns. No, what birds? It's been shat all over by birds. That sums up 2016. No, that's not what I'm.
It would only fit better if it was blood splatter, I think.
That's strong. That's some strong stuff. Yeah, so the Norwich, that it's the return of crazy patterns on shirts, and 2016 allowed those patterns back in, and that was the greatest example of it. But that's all in the past now. 2016 is gone. The kits are gone. I'm interested in talking to you about crests. And crests that were released in 2016, they're still relevant because they're coming over to 2017 as well and beyond. So that is, the future began in 2016, but it continues in 2017.
Okay, we'll go with that. Yeah, future began 2016. I'll make sure I write that down in my diary for future quizzes.
Yeah. That's a real thing. That's quite profound, I think. So, the crests. Now, there were several crests that were released in 2016. We might have seen them in 2015, but they first appeared on shirts in 2016. Now, any that stand out for you?
So, I think of all the new crests that we got, I think probably the one with the biggest news impact was probably the Manchester City one.
Yeah. So that was we would describe it as a departure, but it was really in a way returning to something they'd had before. Would that be fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the one that they had before, the eagle with the three stars above it, was I think, from what I can remember of their past crests, it was the one that was very different to what they'd had in the past. So the one that they introduced for the start of this season was definitely back to their traditions, I would say. Yeah.
I think that they've alternated between this circular crest and this other thing. I think there are some kits from the 60s and 50s that do have the eagles and what are the stars for? The stars mean nothing, don't they? It's just,
yeah, I think that's what a lot of people in the football design were most annoyed about with that logo, is the stars meant absolutely nothing.
So, but I suppose they've won 3 trophies in the last few years. The 2 league titles and the FA Cup, maybe they could. And then they got rid of it, but now they've got rid of it.
Well, they had the stars before they won those, didn't they?
Yeah, it was just, remember the future started in...
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just predicting the future. Yeah, so now they've got this round crest back, and it is popular, but the thing I noticed about it was that it's got, like, it doesn't have football club on it, and it's got Manchester that curves round with the circle, but then mm-hmm. City at the bottom is, like, straight, isn't it? Is that... Why is that? Is there a philosophy behind that?
I've not read anything about the philosophy behind that, unless you know any different, but I wonder if it's... Maybe if City's such a short word that it didn't look right when it was curved. Maybe the letters didn't line up quite right and it didn't sit quite right with the eye. I mean, sometimes when they make these decisions, it is purely, like, not... They don't put one of their stupid reasons behind it. Like, it's, like, to insinuate that the future is a straight linear path for us and our quest for trophies will continue and all that nonsense. Maybe it looks better on the eye. Maybe...
I think there probably is. I don't think they're going to have said it in all the stuff that they release when they release these new crests, but I think it City is the brand. Mm-hmm. So Manchester is obviously, you're going to have to curve Manchester because that would look weird. That would look really, really bad. Like my what was that thing, that art thing that you used to have on word art. And that would be me struggling with it.
Make sure a nice gradient goes across it, drop a shadow. Yeah.
Yeah, they should have done that. No, I think the thinking behind it is that the City brand, because that's what it is, shouldn't be compromised with a curve. If you curve it, then you're kind of saying, oh no, it goes, it's...
I like what you're saying. It's like the difference between the two styles. It's putting an emphasis on the City part of it. No, I like what you're saying there. No, I agree with that. That's good.
I'd imagine that must be the thinking behind it. But that is a good crest. I quite like this, quite simple. But obviously, the new thing is it's got to be reproduced, so we put it on pencil cases, all these different things. It's got to be very easy to do that. So I'm sure it fulfills all that criteria. But it's quite striking. It doesn't look new either. I didn't look at it and think... It seemed familiar from the off, I think. Despite not being identical to the old one.
No, it's definitely new. It's got one or two little hints here and there that sort of suggest that it's new. Like the shape of the shield, it's a little bit more curved. It's not as straight-edged as it was in the old crest. The colour palette between the two blues on the outside, the sky blue and the dark blue, that's got quite a modern feel to it as well, I think. It's a nice combination of old and new.
Okay. So we're pro the new Manchester City crest.
Definitely an improvement on the previous one, I think.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Another one was QPR, I think. QPR, now, I think we've talked about this before. But
we did. I think in the previous time we talked about this, I said I liked the previous logo, and you... rip me apart from it, but I think I'm prepared to admit now that it wasn't great. I think there were versions of it, the previous crest, that had gradients all over it, like it tried to make it look like all the detailing was embossed and stuff like that, and that did look ridiculous. There is a version of it which is just bold colours, which does look a bit better, but I'm prepared to retract that statement now and say that it is a little bit
much.
Yeah, my argument would just be that QPR should have the interlinking letters thing. They should have the initials thing, and that should always be their crest, really. I think they gave four options, and there was a vote on it, and
I think they were all very similar. I think the first one was the interlinked letters, but they were in a modern font and quite bold looking. It didn't sit quite right. I liked what they were trying to do there, but it didn't sit quite right. And then the other ones were more or less the same, I think. Some of them had a little crown on top, some of them had just little odds and ends that were a bit different here and there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they put it to a vote, and I think that was quite a good vote, because you genuinely didn't know which one was going to win. I think the first one was... I don't think that was going to win, but the other three, it was a genuine vote, not like the Everton vote from a couple of years ago, where they released the new crest, and it was a disaster. Mm. Then they had a vote on it, but it seemed quite obvious what crest they wanted everyone to pick, and they made the other two not great, and I think on purpose, probably. But I like what they did. Three genuine options were in there, and the fans got to vote on it.
So that's good. So that's... Yeah, that's... I don't like the positivity. So that's two crests we've been through, and they're both pretty good. We're pretty pleased with them, so...
Should we try something not as positive then?
What are we going for? Are we going for Aston Villa?
You've made a statement there. What do you think of that? We're saying not a positive. Not a positive one, and you've picked that?
Well, they've twisted the lion slightly, have they? And they've gotten rid of the word... Was it ready? Was it... Oh, no, it's
prepared.
So Rangers have ready, don't they? So they've got rid of the word prepared, and they've made the line slightly bigger of the shield, and they've turned it slightly, so it's cowering a little bit more. Is it? I don't know. What? I don't understand why they need to do a rebrand, and that is the rebrand.
I think that's the thing. The actual crest, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's okay, it's fine. But the point that you made just there is exactly it. Why have they done this? The shield is the same shape. It already fitted in with this idea of having to put everything on pencil cases. There was nothing wrong with that. they've taken away the prepared, changed the lion slightly. I think it fills the shield a bit better, but I don't think it needed to. I don't know what was wrong with the old one.
This is going to be the most controversial thing that has ever been said. But
okay,
what is? I don't. That's probably not, but it's pretty controversial. What is the Scouts? What's the motto of the Scouts? Is it not be prepared? So, where I'm going with this could be controversial. I wonder if there's going to be a scandal's about to come out about the Scouts, and Villa don't want to be associated with the Scouts anymore if the Scouts' motto is be prepared or prepared or something.
It is be prepared, yes.
It is be prepared, okay. So, they said, okay, we need to get rid of this because this is... word on the street is there's going to be a big thing about the Scouts soon. So we need to distance ourselves from the Scouts. Now, what is that as a theory? What are your thoughts?
Okay, we'll go with that. That's definitely you that said that. Okay.
You think I'm going to get sued for that? I'm not so sure. I'm
simply distancing myself from the comments. That's all.
Okay. Right, well, I haven't heard anything on the street. There are no streets. So
it's the future, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so Sheffield Wednesday. Let's move on from that swiftly.
So we've had a brief discussion about this. I like it. You don't.
I don't know if you like this, I don't know if I've seen the same crest as you, because what I've seen looks like it's been taken from the Bayeux tapestry. The styling of the... What have they got? Let me see. I need to have a look at this crest. Let's have a look at the Sheffield Wednesday crest, because...
Yeah, I think you need quite to just famously double check what you've looked at here.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it, yeah. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. Okay.
So you think, just... Have you got something against the Bayeux tapestries? Is that why you don't like it?
No, but it's not... It's of its time, let's say, whenever that time is. Middle Ages? Is it Middle Ages?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Just be bold, just say yes.
Yeah, so it's from back in the day, and now why someone would release... Is this like going back to an old crest or something? I don't understand why they would release that now in 2016. That doesn't look like it's easy to put on pencil cases.
There's aspects of it which I think would make it difficult to reproduce, yes. I can't immediately think of how they've put it onto the shirt, whether it's embroidered or whatever, but, I mean, it's not... I don't think it's difficult to put on a shirt. I think that would be easy enough. I like it. I think it reminds me... It reminds me of, like, a university crest, something like that. I can see what you mean. I can see why you don't like it. But right. I think it just... What it's sort of conjuring up for me in my head is something old and wise and something with a history behind it. And I know we've had a conversation before about, are they creating a false history? I'm not sure what their logo's been in the past, whether it's looked like that, but I think they're not... There's no pretenses there of anything else, like the Queen's Park Rangers logo, which made them look like royalty. But
yeah,
I like this. I like it.
Right, okay. So I've checked a little bit of history on this, and it's like a crest they had in the 50s.
Okay.
So they brought back the crest from the 50s, or something very close to it. Last year, so 2015 to 2016, they released this thing. And it's an owl, cartoony owl, sitting on a branch. And then there's the White Rose of Yorkshire, which is fine as well. And it's got like a Latin scroll thing underneath. So they've tweaked it now, or they did in 2016. They've tweaked it, and it's the owl seems to be more on the branch. If I'm looking at the right one, the owl seems to be more on the branch now, like sitting down properly. It doesn't seem to be as alert, except it's more wide-eyed now. The eyes look closed before, now they look widely open. But they also look like human eyes, like a cartoon picture of human eyes that have been turned 90 degrees as well, which is quite strange. I don't understand why... I mean, it's even if they like it and they go, this is a nice crest, I don't know why in the modern times you would have a crest that looks like that. It looks quite coquettish, I think. The owl looks... the owl's playing hard to get, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
looking at you in that way, is it?
Yeah, bringing back bad memories. Yeah,
it's the future. We can allow these things now.
Yeah, that doesn't look like the future. That looks like the past. Yeah,
I think it's definitely one of these. It's one of these. Like, maybe this is going to be one that I'm going to come back next year and say, actually, no, I retract this. But it's what I said about the QPR logo. There's just something about it. Like, it doesn't fit in with modern, like, design aesthetics. It's definitely not a modern crest, but there's something about it for me just hits the spot. And I can't put my finger on exactly what it is, but I think it looks genuine. It looks genuinely historic. And, I mean, Sheffield are a very old football team. And it does something for me. It tingles me.
Yeah, okay. You feel strongly about it. I would say that it is quite balanced. So that you'd give it credit for. It's totally outdated, but like across the board. So completely balanced in that way. So I agree with that, but yeah, I don't like it. It is better than the Oldham Athletic crest. So that's not a recent one. They changed it a few years ago.
Yeah, that was a few years ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
That is woeful. I don't even know how that's possible, that they could come up with something so bad.
When you're designing a new crest, you've got to design it to be used at, like, imagining that it will be used forever into the future.
Yeah.
And the Oldham logo, they've designed it so that it goes out of date within about 3 months. It's going to be one of these things where it's so easy to place. Like, you look back on the 2000s and you'll go, oh, look at that bit of 2000s design. That's ridiculous. It's taken parts of decent crests, like, but modern crests that other teams have done, like the shape of the shield. A lot of people did that after Arsenal did it and things like that. But then it's not reproducible at all. Like, a good modern crest should be able to be drawn reasonably well by a child.
Mm-hmm.
And unless this child had an accident and managed to throw up the Oldham crest in that exact pattern, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah. It looks, is that an owl as well? Are they
Yeah, what? It's an owl. I think it's an owl. Yeah.
It looks like it's got like a rested bitch face. When you look at it.
Long-eared owls don't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh dear. That's terrible. It looks like it's threatening. I don't think you want it to be threatening. I think you want it maybe to be aggressive, but it's just looking at you like, don't even dare, mate. I don't think I want that from a crest. Yeah, that's poor. That's really, and they wear that on their actual shirt, do they? That devalues their shirt if they've got that on the shirt. That's awful.
I mean, the old one previous to that wasn't great either, but
they'd had it
long enough where it was iconic. I don't think it was good, but it was iconic. You knew that was Oldham's logo, but no.
Not feeling that one. Another one is West Ham. So West Ham have moved stadiums. West Ham have got a new crest for that event, and they've gotten rid of the Berlin Castle, and it's essentially two hammers and the word London. Would that be fair?
Yeah, it's just West Ham United, London, just in case you forgot. And two hammers, and that's it. It's boring.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, there's nothing wrong with it as such. It's just boring. And I think what they had before, I think they might have changed it reasonably recently, like changed the shape of it a little bit. I can't remember what they did, but it was very good, and they've got no reason to get rid of it. I think a crest should be something that is historic about a club, and the castle's on there. They've moved away from the ground, obviously, but it's part of their history being at that ground. They were there over 100 years, weren't they?
Mm.
Or something around that time. And they've just chucked it and said, yep, we've moved into this new stadium. Look how clean our logo is. It's...
Yeah.
No.
Now, let me just check something, because I don't know if I've mentioned this before on a podcast, but I'm just going to check the location. They're still east of the River Lea. Mm-hmm. And that used to be classed, I believe, as a boundary of London on the east side. So if you were east of the River Lea, that's interesting. The River Lea's weird. It goes Waterworks
it
River.
Forks.
Yeah.
Does it fork either side of the stadium?
It does, but it continues as the Waterworks River to the east of the stadium, and there's also the City Mill River to the east. But the other side of it goes to the west, which is the continuation of the River Lea. So I would argue that they're still not in London. They're in Essex, traditionally speaking. And now they've added on the London onto because the Berlin Ground, Berlin Stadium, or whatever it's called, Upton Park, that was definitely to the east of the River Lea. But I reckon they still are, and they've put London on there. But then you could argue that the Olympics wasn't in London.
Well, yeah, you could. I think. I mean, if you go back in time, there's so many different borders for these things. It's unbelievable. Like, even the counties, the modern, or the sorry, the traditional counties, like the cricket counties, a lot of them haven't existed at the same time, and their borders haven't ever been what they're supposed to have been. So you could be very pedantic about it and say that it wasn't in London. But then Westminster wasn't in London up until about 200 years ago.
Yeah,
just throwing a number out there. It's a separate city.
Yeah, city of Westminster. Okay.
So it depends when you're. I mean, we've already defined when the future is. I suppose we're defining when the past started now.
That's important. Well, the West Ham crest, they are leaving a lot of their traditions behind. Things are going a little bit wrong for them at the stadium, but it's been quiet recently, so maybe things are improving a little bit. I think they won a couple of games, so maybe things are on the up there. But the crest, it's a shame to see such a big change, and for the sake of simplicity, and the word London is unnecessary. They're West Ham. They don't need to tell people they're from London, I don't think. Okay, Brentford. Brentford was a big one this year.
I remember 10 o'clock news covering it wildly.
Yeah, they were on top of that one. What are your thoughts on the... Can you describe the new Brentford crest?
I would imagine seeing the Brentford crest on Design Football. It's... Do you know what I mean? Like when I say
I get from that you're insulting the website. No,
absolutely not. I just think when on the website, the people who make the crests there, they come up with good designs, and they're good at picking aspects from previous badges, etc. But there's maybe just a little something missing which makes it that team's crest. Like, I think it's a very good design, like a lot of the designs on the website are, but it's just missing maybe one or two details that would make it really specific to that side. And I think maybe that's the difference between Design Football and real world crest design, is maybe the professional designers are able just to get that little edge, that little difference. Certainly don't think that Design Football produces bad crests, by absolutely no means. There's some fantastic designs. It's just the B on the new crest. So the crest, the new crest is circular, perfectly circular, so that it fits on the pencil cases. And it's got a top-down view of a stylized B with Brentford across the top, football club along the bottom. And it's a very good design, but it's just something doesn't quite jump out at me as being Brentford about it. And again, it's one of these things I can't quite put my finger on, but it's not just, it doesn't scream to me Brentford.
If it didn't have Brentford written on it, or Brentford Football Club written on it, which is, that's something that should be pointed out, that they've actually kept the football club bit, which is very rare to see on new crests now. So they could have put Brentford London on it, for example, but they didn't.
Yeah.
If it didn't have the wording on it, I would look at it and it reminds me of like a kid's spy film where they break into a building or something, and they look around and they keep on seeing this logo everywhere, and it's like the baddies from the film.
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah. It's like...
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, it's like the evil corporation B logo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what I would think of it. And it's semi-cartoony, but modern as well. Such a departure from the original crest, which was a bit of a mess, really, and the fonts were a little bit of a joke. But... it had a semi traditional look to it, semi heraldic. Heraldic, is that the right word?
Yeah, yeah. I think if I was going to have done a version of this, I would have on the old crest, the word Brentford was on a scroll, but it was a diagonal scroll and it had a bit stylized, so it came from different angles.
Yeah.
I would have tried to have carried that through onto the new crest. That would have been one of the design features I would have taken from that and put on the new one. Maybe, I don't know, it might have given it that sort of like look back, because like it's aside from the fact it's got bees on it, the old one had bees on it, there's nothing the same about the two of them. It doesn't sort of reflect the history of the crest at all.
Well, I'm looking at one here. Where's this? I tell you what, I've just seen one, and I thought that one looks really good, and it looks quite modern, and it hasn't got a bee on it, but it's got the hive, and it looks really good. Yep, clicked on it. It's a fantasy crest from a website called designfootball.com.
I've heard of it.
So that one would have been excellent. I'll show you that one.
Do you know
what?
I found it. Yeah, I've just Googled it. I found it, yeah.
That's excellent.
I would have preferred that over the one they've gone for. Wait there, let me just see if we can figure out who it was.
Now, this is interesting. I've just seen who it is, and it's a guy called Gunner Mike. Mm-hmm. And Gunner Mike is the guy who did was it Manchester United? And suddenly all the websites picked it up.
The one that, the websites all picked up and thought Manchester United were going to pick a new logo.
It's happened twice. It's happened twice. There was one because I think it was they used a Russian fan club's crest on an advert they were on. They were on a Chevrolet advert or something, I think the Man United players, something like that. And there was a crowd scene, and in the crowd there was a flag, and it had a crest on it. And that was like a Russian fan club crest that they'd used by accident. But that's not the one. The other one is one that that all the websites thought was going to be the new crest, because they had heard that United were bringing out a new crest, and yeah, it was taken from that. I think there was a big Reddit story on it as well. But yeah, Gunner Mike, he's very good, and that is a brilliant one. And that one would be so much better than what they've actually done with Evil Corp. So yeah,
I think it's fantastic. Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. So you'll see that you'll see that on the notes. So if you're watching this on designfootball.com, listening to this, you could also watch it because notes will appear, and that is one of the notes. Okay, so as we've segued onto this, there has been a competition in 2016, a weekly crest competition, which has alternated between club crests and international crests of all kinds. Federation crests and that kind of thing. That's been probably one of, if not the best competition on the website. Long running, lots of fantastic designs have been uploaded to that competition, different winners each week. You've had a look through that competition. Have you enjoyed what you found?
Yeah, we talked about this last time we talked about crests, and sort of going back to what I was saying just there about the quality of the design, like some of the design work that comes out in these competitions on the website is absolutely top-notch, fantastic, absolutely amazing. So I had a quick look through, and I picked four crests, which I was particularly impressed by. I'll start with the competition from week 21, because I think just generally, I think that was a very good week for entries. It was Apoel FC, and at the moment they've got quite a simple crest. It's just a shield shape with Apoel written across it, possibly in Greek, I can't remember, and like on the diagonal, and then blue one side and yellow the other side. And very simple crest. Nothing wrong with it, but why not give it a go to change it anyway? It's not as if we're actually changing it. It's not like West Ham, Aston Villa. And there was, I think it was a very good week because it showed what a lot of people can do with a very simple thing. Like, there was no sort of intricate details that people tried to copy over from it. They just got, it was two colours and a word, and you got free rein on what you could do with them, and there were some very good entries from that. And I think I commented on one of them, and I think it was the one by XMemoBB. I don't know how he actually says that out loud to his friends. But I thought that was, it was very good. It was very, very modern. And I think I commented on that. I can't see anything beating this. But then, of course, it didn't win. There was another one won. I can't remember if it was this one, but it was Hendo's Crest.
Mm.
And I like that one just because I don't think that would have worked as a British side's crest. But for something a bit more Eastern European, I think it works wonderfully. I think it fits into that sort of style of crests that they have over there. Mm.
The thing about Hendo is he tends to know when things are about to happen. So he could be uploading a crest and he might know that it's the next crest for next season because he sees all the kits before everyone else. He has some sort of looking into the future situation going on. since last year he's had that. And so he maybe knows something that we don't know, but I don't think so. He's probably just good at drawing crests as well. I did spot that that week, and yeah, they were some pretty impressive crests in there. Yeah, I would agree with that it is difficult to pick the winner sometimes because the standard is so high between them, and you'll also have a range of different styles. So some people will go for the very traditional, some people will go for the very modern, but the standard is high regardless. So yeah, good. Any others that you've seen?
I'll go for Caracas FC by JK Kino. It was, all the rest of the crests from that week were very just sort of modern crests. Like, just what you'd expect to be produced in this competition. But he went for a very traditional, not Aztec because that's Mexico, but native design. It's like very, it's just based on lines and the colours are very good. And you need to have a look at it. Like, it's not something that I could really describe. Like, I don't know if that's historic to the club. I don't know if he's pulled it from the past or something. I just, straight onto it, I thought that was very good. You know what part of the world it's from. And I liked that. Very good.
Hmm. It's like a curvy hexagon. Is that right?
Yep, that's the one.
And then, and the middle's all with the different colours. Oh, yeah, that is good. I do like that. So it's like a lion inside, and it's got a star at the bottom. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, I do like that. Oh, okay, and then it's got the white on the right for the Sea of Caracas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do like that one. That one's a clever one, and that is really very, stands out compared with the other ones.
So it does, so going, it does, yeah, yeah. It's very
going
different.
Against what I said, it's the others seem to... Well, oh no, no, I'm looking through them now. There's quite a lot of different ones. There's a lot of different designs, but that one is the most left field of them all, I would say.
I like that one. I was a big fan of that one.
Okay, excellent. Okay. Any others?
We'll go for one more. And I've left it to last because I think it's my favourite out of all of them.
Okay.
It's Marcos MP, his Lech Poznan crest.
Okay. So we'll take a look at that.
All I'm going to say about this one is that could be Lech Poznan's crest. And you wouldn't know any different.
Is that because it's not different enough? Maybe would that be a criticism that you could throw at it?
No, it's different to the one that they've got just now. It's and I think it's very well designed. I'm trying to think of like a reason of why. No, I'm sticking with that sentence. It looks like it could be their crest.
Okay.
And you wouldn't know any difference. It's like, it does, like, it's it jumps out as being a good crest because it doesn't jump out, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
a good referee is a good referee because he doesn't stand out in a match, not because you notice him doing good things all the time.
Okay, yeah, that's a fair analogy. So are we then saying that maybe is similar to what's happened with the Manchester City crest that we talked about earlier, in that it is a new design, it nods maybe to the past, but immediately you're accepting of it, you don't need to get used to it.
Yeah it does the same. Okay. It does the same thing as what the Man City badge does.
Yeah okay, that's so it picks up perfectly from where the last one left off, and there is no void and there is nothing new to come to terms with necessarily. Everything seems to, it's a square peg in a square hole.
Yeah
okay good, that's faint praise but praise all the same.
Well, I said it was my favourite one. There you go.
That's your favourite one. Okay.
Yeah, out of the ones we talked about. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, that you'll be looking at that one on the notes, so you can decide for yourself whether that is the best of the year. But the competition is worth looking through entirely, because some of the entries have been brilliant. I've shared a lot of them on Twitter, so if you follow Design Football on Twitter, then you may have seen a lot of the entries from that competition. Some of my favourites and some popular ones. Okay, now there's another team, and this ties in a little bit, that have got a new crest, which is, and it ties in with what you just said there, I think, which is Grimsby. Now, what happened with the Grimsby crest?
So, as far as I can tell, the Grimsby crest has changed very little. But I think it's a very good example of you don't need to reinvent the wheel to have a new crest. So the previous crest, try and describe that, was a slightly bizarre-shaped shield. I can't even describe it. It's very different to other things, and it's got Grimsby Town written across the top on a scroll. A fishing boat, few fish, and black and white stripes. So nothing crazy there. But if you were to pick out sort of details on that you would change, perhaps like the font is a bit dated now, the fish are a little bit sort of not quite right, the fishing boat's not quite right, and maybe I think the stripes on the bottom part of the shield could be different, like thicknesses, and it doesn't quite sit right. And all they've done is they've sorted those things. So it's the same shape. The fish have just been sorted a little bit so they look a bit better. The fishing boat looks a little bit better. The font's been changed to a more neutral, modern font. And the stripes in the bottom part of the crest have been fixed so to the eye, they look a lot more natural.
Okay. I'm looking through the crest now. Are the fishes with the eyes, is that the old crest or the new crest?
The ones with the eyes is the new one.
Okay, yeah, I've got it. Okay, yeah, it's... I take the point, but I might argue on that one that if that is all you're going to change, if you're going to change it to that minimal extent, I see that, yeah, I see what you mean. It is something that needed a little bit of, what's the word, quality control add into it, didn't it, really?
Yeah.
And that it missed that stage.
Possibly in the past it could have been, like you see it with in Scotland anyway, with junior football teams that are quite big. They've obviously just had their logo drawn in Microsoft Paint at some point. Mm. And nothing's been measured correctly when it's been drawn and stuff like that. And the old Grimsby logo had a bit of that feel to it, especially if you've got the old one in front of you can see the stripes, they're just they don't sit quite right.
No, they're uneven, yeah.
So all someone's done is they've taken that and they've just used modern drawing technology, like Illustrator, and just redrawn it and made it look a bit more modern.
I'm looking at it and I don't know whether it's my eyes, but I'm not sure it's even symmetrical now. I'm going to have a play with that later and see whether if I mirror it from the centre, whether it actually does possibly mirror properly. I don't think it does.
It could be, the case could be that on the one on the left hand side the stripes are the same thickness, but in the new one they're not. But just to look at, like, it's creating like a false sense of it being balanced, that they have changed the thickness of the stripes. So it could be when you go and you mirror it that it is different. But I think to glance at it quickly, like, let's face it, no one apart from us is going to be looking at the Grimsby Town logo for much longer than a second. Just for that quick look at it, it does look more balanced. And it might be that the old one, the stripes were the same thickness, but they've changed it so it looks more balanced as a whole concept.
I think it looks a little bit like an evil knight. So if you look at where you've got the scroll on the top, just below the scroll you've got like a couple of spaces.
It's a pirate, isn't it? It's a pirate.
Oh, is that what it is?
I've just clicked in my head, possibly. Like, what, those spaces, you think that's are deliberate? His eyes, and then he's got like his cap or his bandana across above his eyes, and then a mask over his face, and then it comes down onto his shoulders.
But that's not deliberate, is it? Is it?
I don't know.
Oh,
I've just a whole new window.
I'm seeing it more as an evil knight with a big like muzzle thing, mouth face guard at the bottom. I'm seeing it all in iron, rather than, I see what you're saying. He's got It's certainly a face of some description, isn't it?
Oh, never spotted that before.
Looks
like that.
What's isn't there a big robot that tends to bully Bender in Futurama?
I know the one you mean, yes.
I think it looks a little bit like that.
You think it's him?
Might be, yeah. But probably not. But what you're saying there regarding the simple changes, and what you say something which is quite pertinent, and you say that people aren't going to necessarily notice the differences, and this not noticing the differences between two similar crests has made for a whole world of fun in 2016 regarding some of your crests. All of the crests that this has happened with, have they featured on designfootball.com?
I've put them up at some point, I think, under your request. I'm sure they're there somewhere.
Okay. So,
if not, I'll upload them.
Please do. Tell us what has happened then. So how has this happened then? These are things you've put on the internet somewhere. Is these on Kilmarnock forums and that kind of thing? So where do you put your fantasy crests?
Well, okay, so the fantasy crests, first and foremost, we'll always go on designfootball.com. But I've taken, let's start with the Air United crest. So last time we talked about how Air United were going to have to get a new crest because of the old heraldic rot, that phrase, they were getting told to change it, etc., etc.
So where are we with that? Let's just go back to that. So what we said was, there was a legal challenge to a lot of football clubs in Scotland having things like the saltire and letters. You can't have letters on your crest. Okay, so you can't have initials on your crest. So where is that? Has anything come of that? I don't want to talk about it too much because it reminds people that was a thing. But has that gone any further?
Knowing that I was going to be recording the podcast, I asked my United friends last night, and they are a bit in the black about it, but by all accounts, it sounds like they are going to have a new crest for next year.
Really?
I think they've just given up on it. And, I mean, I think they've got to, because it's the law, it always has been the law, and it's a shame that it came down to that, but Air United have given up on it, I think. I'm not sure about the other teams, because I know...
Right.
I know there was a few teams were definitely falling foul of the law, but I suppose it depends. Maybe they've just picked Air United as the one that they're going to punish and then just be the end of it. I'm not sure. We'll find out in the next year, I'm sure. But
Okay. So you then said, okay, well, we need to fix this problem. They're going to need new crests. You started throwing together some new crests. Is this just Air United we're talking about?
For just now, we'll just stick with Air United. There's been another couple of times where I put crests other places as a little test. But as I was saying, a couple of my friends are United fans, and they know like the commercial manager of the club and stuff like that. So we were throwing about together just some ideas of what the crest could look like in the future and stuff like that. So I was taking the design aspects of the old crests, like they've got an old style football, they've got rope going round the football and round the letters, and I was just sort of drawing those aspects so that I could put them in new crests, like changing the rope so that I could have it just as a paintbrush so that I could draw any shape I wanted and have it as a rope on Illustrator. And I decided to take all the new elements that I'd done for the possibility of making a new crest and just slightly redraw the old crest to make it look a little bit better, because the old crest, it's a shield shape, but it's a very sort of fat, funny shield shape, and I thought, well, that could look a little bit better, so I rounded it off a little bit. And then the scroll with Air United FC written on it isn't the same shape at all as the bottom of the shield. It doesn't fit in at all, so I over-exaggerated that, and I've got it right up hugging the bottom of the shield, and I thought, yeah, that looks okay.
Just regarding this new crest, did this new crest conform to these new rules regarding...
No.
Okay, so this is still a bad crest.
Still a bad crest, yeah.
Okay, but so it's just you having some fun, so it doesn't
just
matter.
Me having some fun.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I just decided to put it on the internet, put it out there, see what would happen.
And what did happen?
It got picked up by media. They were obviously going on the internet. Like, it was a bit of a test to see if it would be picked up by the media. Just because the crests that were on the internet at the moment, they, like, low resolution, they were all a bit dodgy, and I sort of knew where to put them, where it would give them big exposure. So I put them on the internet, and it's been picked up a few times by people who you think should know better.
Okay, so give some examples of some people who have picked it up. You say the media. Give me some specific incidents that have instances of this happening.
The BBC have used it.
That's a good start. Yeah.
So BBC Sports Sound in Scotland, in particular, like the sort of the radio station that cover all the Scottish games. They on Twitter they put out like sort of pictures of the team's logo when they score a goal and stuff like that. So they've been using for a little while now, they've been using my version of the logo every time Air United score a goal, which granted isn't very often, but
yeah. Okay. Now my reaction to this is the places that they would have got it from on the internet are not official places. So you would think that someone like the BBC, the Sports Sound researchers should be, if they want a crest and they want to be sure of the crest that they're using, they don't go and source it from the internet. They go to the, I would imagine they would go to the club and send over a high resolution or a vector image of your crest for us to use whenever you score a goal in the season. Would that not be, and it's wouldn't you just would update that at the beginning of every season just in case there's been any changes that you haven't seen?
You would expect them to do something like that, to have, for the BBC to have a repository where they stored the official documents that they were to use on their official communications, but they've quite clearly just gone to the internet and googled the Air United crest, and it's come back, and they've used that one. Because they also, not that it's as much of a big a deal, they also use my version of the Kilmarnock crest as well, that I created for the internet. So, like, again, small changes. It's not, I've got another one, I'll come talk about the other one in a second, but it's the current crest, but I've just changed the colours slightly, given it a little bit of a border so that it looks just a little bit better. Not huge changes, but they definitely use that crest as well.
It's surprising. It's surprising how that can happen, especially at that level. I wouldn't be surprised if I did it.
Well, do you know what would be ridiculous? if the SPFL themselves used my version of their United logo.
But that hasn't happened. That's yet to happen, is that right?
No, that has happened.
Oh no. So how has that happened?
So again, it's on social media. Any time that there is an Air United player in the SPFL team of the week, they use my version of the crest on the team sheet.
Now, that's poor, but also I noticed that there is a feature on their website which is to do with classic kits, which is great, which is commendable. It's good that they talk about that. What is it that they call that? I think they call it talking kit, don't they?
Yeah, talking kit, yeah.
But that's not all that professional, is it?
It's...
As a play on words.
I think it could be. I don't know what for, though. I think there's a lot of people think that these organisations have got really slick, really good social media departments, but when you see things like this, it sort of hits home that it is probably just... one single 20-something-year-old putting together all this stuff and just using Google. There's, nothing official about it. They're just going on Google, just picking up all these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just putting it out there. I think it's an insight into what really goes on.
I've been there, and I've done very similar things, but not for the BBC, and not for... I've made mistakes based on just Googling things, but... I wasn't working for the BBC and I wasn't working for the SPFL. So, surprising. So, are those all the instances? Have there been more?
Oh, there's been more, of course.
Okay.
So, I've got a WhatsApp group chat with these two United fans and they don't like my version of the logo because they know it's not the real one and it winds them up something else. So, we've got a WhatsApp group where they just message me with instances where they've found my logos and things. So they went to, if I can do it in chronological order, I think, they went to see Air United in Dundee United at Tannadice, right. And they got into the ground and the scoreboard had my version of the logo on the scoreboard when they walked into the ground.
I mean, the BBC doing it is quite bad, but I think that is maybe my favourite, especially if they are fans of Air United and they hate you for it and they are met with that as they walk in. That's quite brilliant.
I enjoyed that one.
And any others?
Falkirk have used it on one of their team sheets. So again, they went to the Falkirk game and they got the team sheet handed out to them before the game. And there it is, right in front of their faces again. Air United crest, my version of it. And one they sent me the other day that I can't quite work out what on earth's going on, but some Air United fans had a sofa made, an armchair made, and it's got my version of the logo on the armchair.
Now,
I think I've got the picture, and you'll see that in the show notes, but it's particularly bad because they've taken away the border that I've got round it, because I think when you get it from certain places, when it's a transparent PNG file, the background's black, and then the border of it's black, so they've copied it, and then just deleted the black background, but it's deleted the border as well. So,
because they haven't seen
not it. Only have they just copied my logo, it's awful. It is absolutely awful.
Oh, don't say that. They're proper leather chairs, aren't they, I think?
They're ruined proper it. Something.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the other argument here is that not only is it... It doesn't necessarily have to be the case that someone has Googled and gone, picked the first one that they've found and gone, oh, that looks right, and then put it in. It might be that they've actually found the proper one and yours and looked at the two of them and gone, well, that one looks a bit shoddy, it looks a bit dated, it can't be that one. This must be a modernised version of it, which is good. So in the same way as that we just described the Grimsby one, what you've done is essentially improving, even though obviously your pals aren't in agreement, you would argue, I presume, that it's an improvement on the original and not so much of a departure from it. Is that right?
It's very, very similar. I mean, I'm sure you've got in the show notes on the screen right now, the two of them beside each other. They're not hugely different. They're both shield shapes. They've both got scrolls. Both say United FC. All the same design features. It's just, I think it's a little bit different. Just slight improvements. And of course, it's all up to whoever looks at them to judge whether which one's better. In my opinion, I think I have improved it, but that's just my opinion. But yeah, so I can see why people might even just look at the two of them and not know the difference. I mean,
yeah,
who's gonna know where United's logo off the top of their head?
This is an example of people being sick of experts. Nobody wants to hear from experts anymore. And this, that we're living in this post-truth reality now, that what does it even matter? So, so that you're putting a spin on life, a spin on what Air United are, and it might not be truthful, but it could be argued it's an improvement. So well done.
Thank you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. So that are those all of your questionanigans?
Let's cover one more. Why not?
One more. Okay.
So this one is, I think, the only place where I have shared this one is Design Football.
Okay.
So this one has come from Design Football, but I live down in England now, so I don't get up to Scotland too often. But I went up at the beginning of the summer, or sorry, the end of the summer for the start of the season. I went to see Kilmarnock play against Aberdeen. And I went into the club shop, and they had my version of the Kilmarnock logo, which is quite different from the real one, in the shop window, as like a frosted glass on the shop window. The actual Kilmarnock club shop had been rebranded over the summer. We changed to Nike, but through that company that, was it they do AVEC as well? I can't remember. Just Sport, is that what they're called?
They've
got the Nike contract. I think that's what they're called. But anyway, they've kitted out the shop, and I suspect they've gone on to Google. They found my Kilmarnock crest from Design Football, and they've gone, yeah, that must be it. And now it's frosted in permanence on the Kilmarnock shop window.
That's good. But that's, again, you would argue that that's an improvement.
That one, I was never 100% happy with the end product of that one. It's okay. I don't know if it's an improvement. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's an improvement or not. But I spent far too long on that crest. It started just blurring into nothingness for me.
We talk a lot about football kits that have started life as fantasy designs, and then they... Certainly, there's a lot of designers. I mean, there's a guy who's just gone to New Balance, Joe Gillibrand, who uploads to the website. He works for New Balance now, which is great. There's several. Irving Perez, he worked for Ramai Sports. He designed the new Senegal kit. So, but that's just a couple of examples.
I love that
kit. Yeah, it's a great shirt. There's several designers from the website who make the kits. And there's occasionally examples of shirts that have been uploaded to the website as a fantasy design, and then someone either asks to use it for their team wear, or they just put it into production because they feel like it, which is, we don't condone that, but that occasionally happens. But this is an instance of a crest. When does it actually become the Kilmarnock crest? Because if it's being used in an official capacity, then the argument could be made, it's been used in an official capacity,
Well,
then it is the Kilmarnock crest now, isn't it? It is a Kilmarnock crest.
It is a Kilmarnock crest, possibly, yeah. So, I mean, we talked about the Kilmarnock crest before. We had to change it in the early 90s, and the version that they created to start with was not very good. And it's the person who runs the Kilmarnock fans forum, Barry Richmond. He did a bit of graphic design, and I think he still does it as his job. He redrew it slightly to make it look a bit more like the squirrels were actually squirrels and stuff. So the version, the club slowly progressed to using that on the kits as the official crest. So that the one that appears on the kit now isn't the crest that the club paid to be designed back in the early 90s. It slowly but surely it changed into that one that Barry Richmond had designed. So it's, I mean, it's a possibility that it could happen with that one if it's on the shop windows.
Mm.
Yeah, like when does it change? Because officially, like you still see on official documents, they use that old, not great one from the early 90s. And it, like on the SPFL handbook, where they obviously don't go and Google the crests, they actually do ask the clubs for them. I think we still show that old early 90s one. So yeah, it's a funny one. Like, if the club are using it, then are they accepting of it? Yeah. But I'll tell you, in the past, I had showed that version of the crest to the who was the Kilmarnock chairman at the time, and he just went, "Nope." So he has seen that logo in the past and said no, a flat out no to it.
Kilmarnock says no. Yeah. Oh dear, he doesn't sound like a well. He's a very nice man, I'm sure, but he doesn't sound there in that example you've given of him to be what would be the genial? Would that be the word?
No, he's wonderful. He's wonderful, really.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a nice way of dealing with people. No. Right. So that is crests, and it's been wonderful talking to you, Martin. You have quite a few interesting stories about the exploits of your own crests and some very interesting opinions on the crest of the real world, which you are now infiltrating with your own crests. So that's been very enjoyable. Have you enjoyed talking about the crest of the world, the crests of designfootball.com?
Yeah, it's always great to be on the podcast. I do enjoy it, even though I'm always ill when I'm on, but yes.
Okay, well, feel better and come back on, because I would like you to come back on to talk to me about football stadia.
Yep, another one of my many talents and areas of expertise. Yeah,
we've touched on it before, but I think it's worth dedicating a podcast episode to the stadiums of the world, and particularly the new stadiums that are springing up out of the ground as if by magic.
We'll do that then.
Yeah, we shall. Okay, 2017, I hope you have a good year. I hope if you are continuing with teaching, I hope that brings the many rewards that the government adverts claim that it will bring. And any other things that you have going on, let us know and we will share them as well, because I know you are very sciencey and you'd like those things to be mentioned. Because
I'm always breaking into almost doing other things, yeah.
Yeah. So if you ever do manage to break into anything else, let us know and we'll share it with the world, this quarter of the world. So thank you, Martin. Happy New Year again. I hope the rest of 2017 is incredibly enjoyable for you. It has to be a better year than 2016, we're hoping, but probably won't be. Probably be much worse. The Cold War is really, really happening. But we'll speak to you soon about stadiums and pretend that the rest of the world isn't happening. So thanks very much. If you want to speak to you on the social media, is that something that you do?
Yes, I've sort of given up all pretenses that I hide from the children that I teach on social media now. So on Twitter, it's the real Leroy with underscores, I think.
Okay. But there's no underscore between Le and Roy, is there?
No, which is incorrect. But it was an easier Twitter name.
Okay, so the underscore.
Give up some accuracy for easiness.
The
underscore.
Post-truth. Real. Post-truth world.
Leroy. One word.
Okay. Okay, excellent. That's on Twitter, so people can hit you up on that. And if you want to contact me on Twitter, I'm J29ers. Designfootball.com is the Facebook page, or Design Football. Design Football will find it anyway. And Design Football on Twitter as well. So contact us and keep uploading to the website. Keep looking through the website. Please share with us anything you find on the website that you think is fantastic. And then we'll reshare it as well. But if you have anything to say, anything you want to say about the podcast, anything you want to say about Martin, about me, then please get in contact and I'll be happy to speak to you. Okay, thanks very much, Martin. I'll speak to you soon.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.